This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I'm excited on a Wednesday, December 10th edition of the show. It will be a historic day in University of Memphis athletics history, and certainly in University of Memphis football history, as Charles Huff is formally introduced today. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Huff up.
Huff up.
Huff up!
Yeah, better... You're amending his own catchphrase, which seems to be stand up.
Is that true?
I don't know.
That is the catchphrase of millions. Stand up.
Stand up. I don't know if that's his catchphrase, to be totally clear.
Huff up, D. Huff up, line. Huff up, run game.
Huff up.
Huff up today. Hopefully he's going to rock it. Now, John's already sort of previewed this for me. He said, Smooth, and I told him, call me Deke now. He said, Smooth, you're going to love him.
I have promised you that, haven't I?
He said, when he gets in this presser, that's what he told me, he's going to rock it.
I do feel like you specifically.
Am I lying?
You specifically will love him.
I will love him. Specifically,
yes.
Me.
I think you will come in here tomorrow a believer.
See, I'm already kind of pumped up thinking that because you got me huffed up.
I'll be disappointed, man. I'll be disappointed. You know, the kids back in the day used to huff the whippets.
See, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, that might have been
that over in Midtown.
Called Cassidy thing, but
across the street.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to be a whippet, which is dangerous for you. We don't recommend huffing whippets, but I do think you will come away a bit intoxicated by the huffster.
Was that like swallowing helium?
Well, except
inhaling
there was
helium.
Something in the whippet. There was some
that
compound
was
in the whippet.
Much more dangerous.
Yeah, like it would actually give you a feeling of a high, and that's why people would do it. And again, it's very frowned upon and advised against.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Big show today.
Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy to have you all.
What's happening, guys? Yeah, it's a big day. Charles Huff, a historic day, as Jason said.
It's a historic day in the history of the University of Memphis. The biggest hire ever.
It's him.
It's Charles Huff.
It's big shoes for what we've laid out.
Well, yeah, it is. Luckily, the shoes he's actually filling are a little smaller because no conference championship game.
They weren't. He couldn't fill them, could he?
He could not. He
little
could not.
Small feet.
He could not. I got into it. I got into it as many around Memphis heard this morning with Jeff on his show about how Ryan Silverfield made it look harder than it actually is to make a conference championship game at Memphis.
I thought you were about to blow.
I was, because I just haven't really, I've been so on edge about this hire that I haven't been sleeping as much as I'd like to be. It's just the truth. I'm not, you know, sleep is very important.
It's not your kids. That's this hire.
My kids were Bebe kids yesterday. My kids, we had the hardest morning ever. Like, it was so bad, we had to, like, text the teacher and ask, are the kids okay?
Well, I'm just glad you're here.
You know, sometimes you have mornings like that. You know, sometimes the kids are just, they don't operate on logic, these little children. They just do what they feel like they want to do.
I did wonder whether your tone was, could attribute it to anything going on in the home.
I be needing a cigarette, bro. I don't smoke.
Don't do that.
I don't smoke, but I feel like I do.
Find other outlets. You already go work out. Go beat up some kid on the basketball court.
The fridge.
Go hit him for 30. That'll give you a release.
I drink the Diet Coke. Release. They call it the fridge cigarette. That's what they call it. Now, that's been debunked. It's not as bad as a cigarette. But, alas, I've been on edge about this hire, so I'm excited to hear, you know, what Charles Huff has to say. Later today, we'll talk about it, you know, his hires and the Navy schedule has been taken down.
Somebody already did it for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you did that.
It had to go today.
It did.
Now, there was a time when we might call him Huff Daddy, but we can't do that anymore after that Reckoning documentary, can we?
I'm still wrecked by the Reckoning.
Would we have been able to get away with it before the Reckoning debuted?
I don't think so. He's already.
Yeah.
You know, things have changed when it comes to Puff. You got to be careful even playing the music now who you're around.
Yep. Absolutely. So we'll get into all that today here on the show. 11:25, we're going to be joined by the great Norton Hurd IV. He will join us, coach, program director. I don't know if he called it. Did he call that Memphis would be playing better? I think he was always optimistic, though, because that's his default setting.
It is. He trusts Penny.
Yes.
Maybe more than anyone else in the city.
Yeah. And right now, in this moment in time, he is being rewarded for that trust. They're back to 500.
I'll tell you what I want to ask him about is something you text me about. AJ Dabansta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oof.
If you weren't watching that game last night, you missed the statement, the declarative statement for number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
I told my son he's RJ Barrett on steroids pumped up. Is that crazy?
Well,
he looks like a bigger, longer version of RJ Barrett.
I see where you're looking. How you're looking at that?
I mean, this dude,
28-9-6 for Dabansa last night in a 21-point halftime comeback win.
It was nuts,
absolutely nuts.
Tell them what you told me in the text that it's done.
That
tell them.
The number one pick discussion should be over. Period.
I want you to put it out there because I believe it.
You cannot draft Darren Peterson over A.J. Dabansa.
I guess depending on need, if the one's got a point guard. But
you know,
now,
you're
the
telling
one's
me you don't
bad.
Need a 6'8", two-way athletic freak?
Bro, I'm with you.
I mean, I think everybody needs that, you know?
We're going to talk about his line, his game, what, and run down?
Yeah.
It huff up.
Huff up on A.J. Dabansa.
Huff up.
I wish the Grizz were taking again. Because I texted Jason. I was like, can they get the number one, man? Is that possible? Cause that dude,
with our own, maybe.
Man, you think
no,
about
it. No, I mean, we're rolling now.
A Cedric Howard, A.J. Dabansa wing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's scoring. Nobody's scoring on that team.
Not with Edie back there.
Yeah, I mean, that's seriously. They're gonna have the best defensive rating in the history of the NBA.
They say Jaren's pretty good, too, on D.I.
They say that.
That's what they say.
But, I mean, we'll throw him in there.
Is.
We'll throw him in
he
there with his little
he
point.
Makes a difference.
Two block a game.
Career low.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk to Hurd about AJ Dabansa and his draft prospects. Obviously, I think done at number one. We'll see what Hurd has to say. And then at 125, Jeff Calkins is going to join us. He was on Monday.
You get a full hit from him after you went off on him this morning.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
I said, you need to come back. And then, you know, when he comes back, I'm going to say, hey, Jeff, real quick before you come, Brad, what do you think? I'm just going to go to literally anybody else. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring in Scott Spropoulos, and I'm going to ask his opinion on the question before I get to Jeff's. Anybody in the world, I'm going to ask. Chris Michaels, you got anything you want to add before I get to Jeff on this?
Again, two words, savor it.
No, it's all good. I always savor every moment of Jeff Calkins.
He's a Hall of Famer, let's face it.
He absolutely
now,
is.
Is he in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame?
He's an active player, so he is not in.
Okay. Does he have to be out like Phillip Rivers, go back, be out 5 years to get in?
I think
and
so.
And get off the board?
I believe, yes, there's a certain, we have a very high standard at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. You know, you need to be out of your career for, you know, a certain amount of time. And then if you come back, it does reset that clock.
Does moving technically to news help him?
Absolutely.
Because he would already be in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's absolutely.
We have
case.
To make, this dude, what are we talking about here? Would he not be a first ballot Memphis Sports Hall of Famer if off the board, if, you know, let's get him in.
I mean, realistically, in the history of
Let's
Memphis,
make the push.
He's the best that's ever
well,
done it.
If Lapidus is in, which I believe he is,
right.
I don't think I'm just making that up off right. the dome. And I know we know Jarvis is in. Calkins got to be in. Let's start the push now.
Because he's done it.
Calkins to the Hall.
He's done all mediums. He's done writing. He's done radio. And he's done TV.
He's done Sports Files.
And that was a hell of a show.
That show had a historic run.
It did. You and I were a panelist many times.
You very young.
Very young, like 20 12. Years old. Yeah. I mean, and I had no idea what I was doing. But, you know, then it went to Greg Gaston, and it just, it was still a professionally done show, like Good. You always expect with Greg, but it just wasn't the same.
You understand, he's one of the few who's done that. Much like Lapidus, said, I think, did it in all mediums, because he did spend some time on three. He'd come in and
yes.
commentary and everything. This man has done it. He's got to go to the Hall.
Hall of Famer.
Calkins to the Hall. Let's start the push now.
That's right. He'll join okay. us at 125. So that is the show today. But later on this afternoon, Charles Huff is going to be introduced at the University of Memphis. He's going to have a press conference at 2:30. Then he's going to have a scrum at 3:30 with media where, you know, I think we'll learn not just about, you know, Charles Huff's vision for the University of Memphis football program, but also Ed Scott's, you know, opinion. I'm sure he will have some things to say about the reporting. I will say, like, I don't think it was the finest moment while we're talking about Memphis media in terms of what got reported on during the search. You know, it just looked like some of the stuff that got thrown out there was inaccurate, right? Just totally. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what Ed Scott has to say about it. And I understand that a coaching search in 2025 – you're hearing a million things a minute. You know, it's hard to know what's real, what's not. Mm-hmm. So I gather that. But I'm sure Ed Scott will have an opinion about all of that a little bit later today. But I don't, you know, it's been a while since we've had one of these, right? An opening press conference, an introduction press conference. And I don't really remember a lot from Ryan's. I remember him being very emotional. That's what I remember. Like I remember him crying, actually, up there. I don't remember a whole lot about what he said.
No, we talk more about pennies. We talk more about tubbies.
Right.
In terms of recent.
That's true. And Tubby's was more about the disaster that it was, and Penny's was just the coronation, right?
Yeah.
It's like, welcome home to a native son, you know? So, I don't know. It's a hard question to answer in some ways, but what do you hope comes out of today?
Well, you know, you hope that he's the kind of guy that can go into a room, and the things I've seen from on the stage when he's talking to groups, coaches and coaches' association opportunities where he gets to speak, He is that. He's a fiery speaker. I would say much in the way of a guy you'd maybe see up on at the pulpit on Sundays. Like, he's going to pull you together with what he's got to say because he's so organized. He's not just, you know, he's not speaking off the cuff in the sense that just off passion. He's got stuff prepared. He talks about his mentors. We've talked a lot about Saban and working for James Franklin, but he talks about Shaka Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this. Somebody either sent it to me or I saw it out there. But Shaka, in terms of his culture, this is what you're going to hear, I think, a lot about. He's developed it from Shaka, his mentor, Shaka's basketball coach. But obviously, Charles Huff identified something in the way Shaka does his culture. And he's going to, he attributes it to him. He doesn't say, hey, this is mine.
Right.
He says, I've developed mine off what my mentor, Shaka Smart, taught me.
Wow.
And so I'm sure we're going to hear some of that. How many times, and especially John, during those VCU days, did we talk about Shaka's culture?
Right.
And why it worked? And I think
it was a havoc.
He talks about it. Something, you know, the way you react to adversity, the way you respond to each other, the way you treat each other, it's all part of this culture that I think he's going to tell you was rooted in sort of what Shaka taught him, but he's now developed his own. I don't want to take anything away from him here. He's built off that. He's done it in a football way, his way. And I think in a lot of ways, this is out there, by the way. We can probably pull this up. I think in a lot of ways, we're going to hear about that, and it's going to fire people up. You know, it's that kind of thing in terms of running a program. Sure, he's going to come in and tell us, we're going to compete for conference championships. We're going to need to.
Right, right.
We're going to want to hear that and see it. Excuse me. But it's going to be this stuff here where he can maybe get the buy-in, right? Where he can maybe get somebody to pick up the phone and say, you know what, I'm so bought in, I'm buying season tickets, you know, at 4 o'clock today. Hey, I just got done listening to him. I absolutely love him. I'm calling in. I'm eager to see if he does that because that's the kind of vibe I get. You had talked him up in terms of this kind of guy. Then I went and saw some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And he looks the part. Again, You got to put together the winner, but he's also got that to back it up. He's got a conference championship at Marshall. A lot of folks are looking at the Southern Miss record there for 1 year, go from one win to seven, but he's and you're out, lose last three. But look at the history. He built Marshall up, beat Notre Dame, obviously as a top 10 team, wins a conference championship there. So he's got the resume, and if he can fire you up too and get you excited, remember, that's why we thought going into a new stadium with the juice that you need right now, you know, with what's ahead potentially, that you needed some juice. Yep. And I think we've got an opportunity to see some. Maybe in a way that not disrespecting Ryan, different in a way that Ryan could not. You know, I think Ryan, is so grateful he got the gig. I think the emotions came out.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a head
Most
coach
definitely.
Now. I've been thinking about
Most
this
definitely.
All my life.
Yeah.
And these people at Memphis have been so good to me, promoting me to this point, and it all comes out.
Well, it's why he stayed at Memphis, right? I mean, the whole reason why he had, like, coordinator offers from other places.
Correct.
You know,
it was a long-term plan.
Yeah, it was.
That
I mean,
come
it,
to fruition.
Because he always identified Mike Norvell as a guy, appropriately, that would get another job.
Right.
And his hope was to have enough of a relationship and recruiting that he could get that job when it opened, and he did.
Yeah. While Huff's been on the rise, he hadn't been sort of angling.
Right.
You don't think for this specific job,
no.
it's going to take a great opportunity. Hey, Memphis comes along, you take it. But unlike Ryan. So I got a feeling, knowing what Ed Scott has probably told him, here's what we need right now at this crossroads in our history, he's going to be the kind of guy that goes in there and fires you up like a football coach that you're playing for and you want to run through a wall for because of the culture that he's building.
Charles Huff is doing what like a television reporter would do, right? He's moving up in market size. He's moving up in football quality.
Well,
I mean, in program quality. He started at Marshall. I don't know if Southern Miss was better than Marshall, but obviously he and that administration had a bit of a fallout. So if it was close enough, he got a raise. He goes to Hattiesburg, and now he's climbing to Memphis. And my guy on Twitter, Scotty, says, "Are you guys going to be mad? You're going to treat him like Lane Kiffin if he comes here and wins 8 to 10 games and parlays it into another job?" And the answer to that is absolutely not.
I'm glad you're going here. I need people to understand that.
Hopefully he does. Hopefully Charles Huff isn't here in 2 years. I mean, that's the reality for the University of Memphis. You know, if he has a third season here, it's probably not going that great. I mean, that's and you know, I mean, it took Silverfield did not win a didn't even make a conference championship game, and he got out of here in six, right? So if you're going to the conference championship game, God forbid winning it, I mean, Charles Huff could be gone after this season. If it goes that well, he could go to the conference championship game, win it, go to the playoff, he's gone.
Good.
And I would say for Memphis, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's why you hired him. And what happens after that? If he gets a Power 4 job, he gets a Power 4 job.
Well, I think you're going to have even more interest in the job if they see him come in here and do it in 1 year and then flip it. I'm just talking about in terms of going again, whether you're getting a sitting head coach, you know, from another conference, or whether you're getting the next hot OC, hot DC, you'll be in that position again because they
absolutely.
Will see you as land of opportunity.
Yep.
And, so and it's a good thing,
it's
frankly,
a, it's a
if
great
he flips
thing.
It that quickly. It also means success, likely, in conference championships. More importantly, because the program's bigger than any big one person, we always say it.
Totally.
It will mean conference championships. You're the one being talked about in terms of the college football playoffs. So.
Like people, you have to understand that when Justin Fuente took this job back in 2011, this place was a graveyard. Like, it was like every coach that had come here got fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it was. Like, you didn't come here to – maybe it might have been like a last ditch, or you had to be – I mean, Justin Fuente was the co-OC who didn't call the plays. That's the kind of guy they had to hire.
Right.
Right? It wasn't a sitting head coach. It wasn't a guy, God forbid, that's ever won his Division I conference.
At that time, he couldn't.
You know, you just couldn't even get that guy to answer the phone, crazy as that is. So now, to me, even the hire of Huff, we'll see what happens. But even the hire, I think, is symbolic enough, Jason, in that they were able to get this dude. They were able to get this dude to come to Memphis and leave a decent enough situation. He was making nearly $1 million in Hattiesburg, won seven games last year. I mean, I think, again, Memphis and Southern Miss are two different programs, but still, you know, in the olden days, even the Southern Miss coach wasn't entertaining that phone call. So I think it's a signifying of a new day for sure for Memphis. And if he continues to elevate Memphis and get it back to where it was 3, 4, 5 years ago, then he'll be out of here and Memphis will have an opportunity to do this again. And that's a good thing. It's just like, look at James Madison. James Madison has become a factory, right? Signetti goes
Tulane has been that. You mentioned Fritz. We said some wrong.
Yeah. Now I think Tulane's run is probably going to end with Hall, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, that I just feels like settling.
They messed that up. I think they were all in on Baker.
Okay, well, back out and have a better plan B. Agreed. I get it. Agreed. Being all in on Baker, but you got to understand how it goes.
Exactly, because you knew there was a chance.
What about Memphis with the guy that went to Florida, the OC? You know, kind of in on him too, but he's out of here because of the money those folks are making.
That's right.
You got to be ready for $3 million. Something better than what they did, guy that Huff replaced.
Exactly. No, that's a really bad one. It's really, really, and they are
I mean,
like,
what am I missing?
That is a higher.
What am I missing?
Nothing. I mean, they did a bad job on the search. They just didn't have, you know. I mean, there was another guy they were talking to.
You can back out and reset. Look at freaking Penn State. You're Tulane. You know what I mean? You don't have to rush this. I'm not gonna go back on this. That you can't judge a hire based on first date. But what I'm looking at his resume, when I'm looking at what he's done, and what
he's
thought Tulane is ready to invest, right? Who hasn't proven he's on the way back up?
Right. I mean, that's
what I'm saying.
Charles Huff is an accomplished head coach.
So.
Will Hall is a failed head coach. I mean, he just was.
I hate to look past them, but I'm looking at South Florida. I feel like Tulane set themselves back a little bit here.
Yep.
Good for us if that's the case. We'll see. Maybe I'm underestimating them.
And then while Brian Hartline is the hottest OC in the country, it's a lot easier to recruit to Ohio State.
Just is.
I mean, with that budget.
And again, is it him recruiting it or is it Ohio State recruiting itself and the money that it spends on its roster?
Exactly right.
Brad, I sent you some audio. I don't know if we can get it before the break. Maybe so to a couple of your emails of Huff from a link that I got. I don't know if we can hit it before we get out of here. I don't mean to do it right now and stop, but it would be great if you could hear some of that stuff.
Said culture is how we act, interact, and react. Right? So that's kind of how we define culture in our program, how we act amongst each other, how we interact with each other, and then how we react to adversity. That's what culture is, how we act, interact, and react.
Okay, there we go. I like it.
Well, I imagine you're going to hear something about culture today at 2:30 when Huff takes the job formally.
Yeah, we'll put that in the Kalshi mention market for the Huff press conference. We'll put culture in there at 99%.
I just want to know, can we get Huff up through? It came to me organically.
Huff up.
It just feels right. Again, y'all didn't like the sim. We do
has,
like the bank
the sim
better.
Stuck?
Some don't hit. No, the bank hits better.
The bank.
We like the bank better.
Okay.
Because Huff going to run the bank. He's got a new account.
He did. He did do that. So, like, do we give away, like some Newports, like 5,000 packs of Newports?
Newports?
So we can Huff up, man.
No, bro. No smoking.
Well, isn't that what a Huff is?
I think there's no, even though people were doing it, there's no smoking at the bank.
Okay.
I think I see signs, though, now, so you well, what can't do you, anywhere you, in Liberty Park.
When you Huff, like you're...
You Huff up.
Okay, you're okay. All right, that's
like, I'm thinking like bow up.
Okay, well,
Huff
you...
Huff up.
That's a...
Maybe you need a pick. Maybe the people, the two eyeballs we got watching us now on the simulcast
they're huffing
on
up
YouTube...
Right now. And,
they can see what I mean when I say Huff up. I mean, like bow up. Huff up.
Okay.
Huff up.
All right.
Y'all all taking this whippet stuff. I think that's why we're not going to be able to do it, because kids would want to take it and play with it like that, make it a smoker or a whippet stuff.
Nitrous oxide is what's in those whippets, by the way. It cuts off oxygen to the brain, which creates a euphoric high.
Nitrous oxide.
But I don't think it lasts that long.
Little shop of horrors.
But it's very dangerous. So
Huff up.
Huff up. We'll ask Hurd. Hurd up. You like Hurd up?
Yeah, it's kind of like Word up.
Word up, yep. He's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the hire. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, AJ DeBanza, and more. Stick around. J&J, 92.9 FM. Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ESPN. Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silverweight Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Mitchell High product, Walker Holmes finest. Follow Hurd on X at Dream Big Hurd. He's on IG. That's where the kids are, at I Am Coach Hurd. I don't mean the kids, Hurd as in like little kids. I mean the young people, a lot of the hoopers. So I know you got to roam around on IG. Hurd, how many followers you got on IG? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I think by 83.4, not crazy.
83.4, yep. Is that 83.4? Thousand?
No, 8,300.
Okay. 8,300.
Yeah.
You know, I was once judged by the how few IG followers that I have. What I mean is he doesn't really have a lot of IG followers. That's the way I was described. Made me feel real small and like I should get on there and catch up with you, man. Be as active as you. How about your man Penny Hardaway? Nice needed win against Baylor, huh?
Yeah, that was big time. I think I said last week I thought we had the momentum to do it. So that was good. I think it didn't calm everybody down, which that's what winning and losing do. I actually saw him last night out at the FACS game. It was a lot of us out there. And they seemed, you know, he seemed to be in good spirit. And, you know, that they're getting ready for Louisville this week. You know, him and some of the other people I talked about, and that's a tough task. But it do feel like that they, you know, when you're coming off what a 3-game winning streak, you're going to still feel good about it.
What they're getting or what they got out of Aaron Bradshaw in that game, it was almost like night and day. At times, we've been like, Hurd, like, tell us about this guy when he's a 5-star prospect, because we're just not seeing it. Like, that's how bad it's been at times with Aaron Bradshaw. But you saw in that game him be a factor. And you hear that behind the scenes, you know, that everybody's working with him, but that Roy Rogers is helping too. I'm just, how Hurd, can they get that from him on a consistent basis? Has Penny said anything about it to you in terms of the work they're putting into Aaron Bradshaw? Because it feels like they have to, Hurd, that this is something they have to get.
Yeah, it makes the team a lot better. No, we hadn't talked about that. Like I said, I just bumped into him last night at the game. That wasn't even planned. But we're getting production out of him. It makes them a better team, but also, guys, it was the game plan. I think when they brought him along, not getting any more by the financial business, I think whatever NIL was disclosed, I think the way aggressively they went after him, it was for him to be a I ain't gonna say a game changer, but to be productive. That was a position they needed productivity out of. And so I give that young man kudos. I give the staff kudos because it looked like he was finna fold at one point. And the best teacher can be the bench. The best teacher can be doubt. And instead of folding, he looked like he turned it around and showed the world what time it is. Now he has to be consistent with it and continue to do it, and let's see how long it can go.
Yeah, I mean, that was how it felt, Herd, that, you know, we talk about NIL and people get frustrated with NIL. Even Troy Aikman said he ain't giving no more. You know what I mean? He said, I gave to one player at UCLA. I didn't even get a thank you. So people get frustrated with it, but it does seem like even in the age of players making big money, that when, you know, he didn't play against New Orleans, he comes back against Baylor and he looks like a different player. Like, it is amazing how much the bench can sometimes make a difference, even for guys who make a lot of money.
Yeah, John, the bench is motivating, man, and guys who really love the game. Now, if you're an NBA player, you got a couple max deals, you know, they might get hurt and sit out a whole 6 months, but when you're still at this level right here and all you got is your name and your game and you got to keep pushing and you want to be on Instagram and you want to talk to the cool kids and the girls at school and everything. They're at the game. They got eyes. You have to get out there, and they show you lacking, especially when you're playing for a fair coach. It ain't like he could, you know, as much as we try to, how he was playing at first, you couldn't blame that on Penny. You can blame it on the staff. You can blame that on nobody, you know what I'm saying, being that tall, not getting rebounds and things. So he has to fight through it, and if he's playing like that, I do think Memphis is a team that can be scary as the year go on.
Herb, what's important to address for Charles Huff as he takes over a program? You're a program leader. You've had to rally the troops before, right? Whether it's your own players, whether it's the players' parents themselves, as y'all ready yourselves, whatever, for a Peach Jam run. You know, what's going to be key for Charles Huff in terms of introducing himself to this fan base when he does so today at 2:30?
I would just say be real. Memphis is a real city, a grimy city, a blue-collar city that can see through a bunch of fakeness. So I would just say be real to yourself and the community. But I feel like as long as you don't mess it up, this is one of the best jobs outside of P4. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the last 3, 4, 5 coaches have done it. I think he can do it. I know last week people were saying they think if Memphis get a black coach, people are rallying behind it. But I just think no matter what color you are, we want football to be so good here. We just want to win, and we want to get in the playoffs, which this was the year, because I feel like they're so mad that JMU is it, and Tulane got in. I think they about to change their rule a little bit. So this was our year, but they at least got to let one of them in. And I feel like he just got to come in here and do what he do. And to answer that, Jason, one more thing I want to say. I'm never hype on them press conferences. I actually think they are kind of, it's almost backfire on you, because I seen when Indiana coach first did his and Google me, a lot of people took that negative. Now we looking back saying, oh, it was funny. I remember when Detroit Lions head coach was talking about biting people's heads off, and then people was like, that was the worst thing ever.
We did judge him. Yeah, we did judge him off Dan Campbell's. You're right.
I think it was just the kneecaps, though. I do think it was just the body part, not the head, but the kneecap.
Did you say head hurt? I think it was kneecaps. That's right.
But the sentiment is basically the same.
Yeah, because what it says is, at the end of the day, he's like, look, y'all, you're picking up the sorry Detroit Lions, you're picking up the sorry Indiana Hoosiers, you're not going to win anymore. So some people would take the day off. He could say the greatest stuff today and lose. He can have a terrible press conference and win. I'm a productivity guy, and as long as you're productive in this city will get behind you. I mean, look at the form at the Baylor game. I think the next home game is going to be a lot more rocking.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think again, all that matters is, do you win? That's for really for anything, right? I do think maybe Memphis basketball is an interesting case because, A, football is the more popular sport in America. I mean, it's just – it doesn't – we'll go out and watch a football game between, like, two snails, you know, in the United States of America. I do think the burden is a little higher in terms of winning, you know, for basketball, because they won last year at a high level, 29-6, win as a 5 seed, but they didn't get the tournament results. So I do think with basketball, there is, you know, you have to win not just in the regular season, but you got to win in that tournament as well. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be harder to get folks down there.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing with Memphis football, John. I feel like at minimal, you have to go to the AAC championship game with Memphis. That's minimal.
Yep.
I mean, now what we prefer is winning it and having a shot to get in the AAC, but anything minimal, especially with the conference constantly going down, and us reaching the AAC game will probably be unacceptable to us.
Can you see me, you, and our kids sitting together watching Huff football, Memphis football? Can you first say, or will you be too busy?
You say Huff football?
Huff, Charles Huff, Memphis football coach.
Yeah, I watch the games. I don't go there in person as many as I can go to, but man. I watch the games.
You ain't fired up, Herd. You're not fired up. This is all. You said you don't want him to be fake. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking you, is this fake in terms of your optimism about this? Because it doesn't sound like you can commit right now even to a game. I'm not asking you to buy season tickets, Herd. I'm asking, will you come bring your daughter, I'll bring my son, to the football game coached by Charles Huff, Memphis football?
For sure, but see, that ain't how you were. The first time you was like, do our kids watch? I didn't know if you mean at the house, at the game.
Oh, no,
you know what
no,
I mean?
I said,
that's how you...
Can you see us at the bank, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, sitting in section 114
or
115?
I don't think you can see it. I don't think you can see it.
He's struggling to see my vision, you know?
Well, y'all do know it's December before Christmas, right? So we have time to get motivated. We have spring training. The first game is what? August of next year, maybe?
Sound like you a Dan Mullen guy. Yeah.
No, I'm more of a Cristobal guy and a Nick Saban guy. You know, I'm
well, Nick Saban like endorsed the Charles Huff hire. I can send you the picture.
I know. I love it, guys. I don't – hold on, because we have a lot of good listeners that listen to this. I have nothing against Huff. I'm getting to know him. He did an incredible job these last few years at – Southern Mississippi, and I think Marshall. I know some people were excited about the Kennesaw State guy. I know a little more about him, but I think he'll do a good job.
Bro, that folks still didn't want Jerry Mack even after he won the championship. They were like, no, we don't want him. I was like, damn, what are you going to do? Like, my guy out there winning champion, they still didn't want Jerry Mack, so I think it ended up working out as well as it possibly could have. Let me change gears here, though, because I got to get your take on this NBA draft. A.J. DeBanza last night, just a complete effort. Helps BYU overcome a 21-point halftime deficit and does it on both ends. Had an unbelievable dunk in-game, just crazy stuff. I know it's Clemson, but still. Is there a debate in your mind about the number one pick in 2026?
I would say he's probably number one, but it is a debate. If I had that number one pick, depending on my roster, because, John, I saw highlights, but when I left at halftime, because I went over to see the game at FACS against Lausanne last night, I left when he was losing by 20 and they was on his butt. And he wasn't looking as good. And although it's Clemson, this ain't back in the day. Clemson has a really good competitive team the last few years or whatever. So I think, you know, most upside is him. I think most productivity is Boozer. What I have been more impressed by, and I always said this, he would be the best high school and college player. I don't know if he'll be the NBA guy as them. But what has impressed me the most, y'all know we're in a NIL era, we're in a transfer era, we're in an old era. I have seen high-level 23-, 4-, and 5-year-old guys that were super strong that Cameron Boozer have punished. And I'm looking at this like, this is an 18-year-old boy, you know, young man. And so with his strength, his skill set, he can step out. You got to look at him. But I think it's tough. Darren Peterson has health issues, but I think he's just as talented as A.J. I think Cole Peak is making a name for himself with Arizona being number one. So it's going to be a really good draft. I mean, for even the top 10, usually the draft over with it 2-3. You got the boy Louisville, who we played this weekend, Micaiah Brown. I mean, you got A-Cup at Arkansas, and Malik is playing very well. Man, you have some good players in this class.
Yeah, he had you mentioned it, that you didn't say after halftime, he had 22-7-5. And according to ESPN, he scored or assisted on 34 BYU's 45 points. Like he was doing LeBron stuff. Credit to Clemson there, to your point, in the first half for how they played him. He ended up with 28-9-6. But it was all, most of it was in the second half. He just went absolutely, absolutely off. All right, real quick, Memphis Grizzlies, they've won 7 of 9. Cedric Coward's playing well. Guys have bought into roles, but now you got to try to get Ja Morant to buy back in because it feels like he's close to a return. I've put you in Issa Lowe's and any coach's shoes before. That's why we love having you on. But what are you saying to Ja beforehand? Or are you just expecting him to respect what you've done? I think it's 10 games that Ja's missed with this calf strain. You've gone 7-3 in those games. Are you expecting him to come back, be a professional, and you don't need to have a talk with him?
Usually I would say you don't. In their case, because I guess it was a little misunderstanding earlier in the year, maybe a slight conversation. The NBA a little different from college and high school. I think he can give Ja awareness of it, but I'm not sure he can say too much to him because at the end of the day, the NBA a business, Ja the best player on the team, make the most money. And so it has to adjust with him being a big part of everything. Just hopefully we can find a way to get the chemistry stay on board, but it has to adjust. That's just how the NBA go. This is the star.
Absolutely. Heard you the best, man. Thanks for the
time,
as always.
All right, thank you.
He is Norton Hurd, the fourth. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show.
Couldn't even get him to commit to one, you know, a single.
And very much wait and see.
Single game deal, didn't feel like.
Yeah, well, maybe you and Brad can run it back.
Hurd goes to football games when prospects are going, you know, visiting.
That's right, that's right. I heard y'all commit to Mel Mullen. I have not heard y'all commit to Huff.
I kind of said the way it was going to go.
Is it pending today's press conference? Is that where we're at? Is that what we want to know? We want to hear what he has to say, and then we'll make a choice?
Go ahead, boss.
So, I thought Jason did a great job last week laying this out, and I think I'm like a lot of the fans where I was a little bit kind of depressed for a little bit, but then you listen to him talk.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you look at the resume, all the stuff that Jeff and y'all have talked about, and I jump right back into that pool. And I've sold myself that this son of a gun is a hell of a leader, and his resume speaks for itself, I think, both at Power 5 and in the 6, and both programs turn it around. So, like, I can totally see myself sitting next to Jason at these games with Jake.
Single game for now.
How about we do one?
I'll commit. I'll with you all day.
Commit to one, but it's not the it wasn't the like just jump all the way in that pool type vibes.
Yeah, look, I think it's just what is clear is that there wasn't that guy that Memphis would have been able to get.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
It was not realistic.
Yeah.
That's
like,
fair.
There was just like as much
it
as Mullen would have been.
It was my
at,
pipe dream.
He, you know,
although some went on to report it, apparently. But as you,
I did
that's
see
what
some
you
of
were
that.
Talking about there. At the
there
top
were
of the,
multiple reports.
Was,
I mean, I don't.
Apparently,
I,
it was a pipe dream for me.
Know. But you know, it doesn't seem like that ever got past a simple think tank.
Now, I would have had that reaction, and I'm not even trying to compare apples and oranges here. But I do feel like South Florida has a guy that if Memphis would have hired the offensive coordinator from Ohio State, I would have. And this has nothing to do with personality or any of that crap. He could have a terrible press conference at South Florida, and I probably changed my mind. But like on paper, that son of a gun looks like a home run.
Now, is he going all the way through though?
I believe so.
Right? Why
I
wouldn't he?
So, yeah.
Why wouldn't he go
yeah.
through? Yeah. Especially after what just happened in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah,
feel like
most
you,
of these
know,
coaches are.
So yeah. I mean,
except Lane.
I know you got people looking in. You're already starting. And frankly, you're distracted from the job that you've got. But
yeah.
that sets them back a little bit. And we said we didn't like that, you know, you scored just 10 points
Yep.
We respect to Indiana's defense. Yeah. He scored 10 points with those kind of players, that kind of roster. You got Jeremiah out there. What are we
talking about? And you laid that out right, John. I mean, he is at Ohio State. So you're getting ball. You're getting balls.
I'm not going to look at that and saying it's something that's insurmountable or something you can't pass. I mean, our man's got boots on the ground now. He's about to get to work.
And he's been a head coach.
Get this OC. He's been a head coach. Yeah. And we'll be rolling.
I think what Brad is speaking to is an interesting phenomenon because there is an element of, we haven't seen Brian Hartline as a head coach, right? So he doesn't have a record. He's 0-0. Right. So it could be amazing, right? He could be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. With Huff, we have a record, and it's good, but it's not. I mean, it's not amazing. It's not like
it's good.
He's not winning 85% of his games, right? But because
he's had to build programs.
No, he has.
I will say that's why he's not winning 85%.
No, I think that's why when we talk about the Hartline versus Huff sort of sexiness of it, it's that we haven't seen Hartline do it yet. So it's just the possibilities are endless. He's the Ohio State offensive coordinator. He's going to South Florida. They're going to have all this money, and they are. So it feels sexy.
Well, they definitely have a money advantage.
But,
they don't have to have a coaching advantage just because they got a guy from
that's
the Power Four that's in the CFP. You've got somebody that's already built programs, strengthened programs, knows what he wants to do on both sides of the ball, has led it. Hartline's still got to figure that out on the job. Now, he's probably going to have a pretty good idea. I mean, he's angling for a job for probably the last few years of his career here. But you have a coach who's ahead of him in terms of experience level and timeline, you know, as a coach that you feel good about. That's where I think you can make up, John, and this head start you can make up the money difference if there is a couple of million dollars money difference.
For sure.
You can make it up in terms of being out ahead and then being better at this because you've done it before.
Agreed totally. So I do end up. I think the Hartline hire could be good, but it could also not be good.
We can all agree Tulane made a piss hire.
I don't understand it.
They made the worst hire maybe of anybody in the cycle.
No question.
Like of any job. They might have made the worst hire.
Pardon me.
I mean, I don't know really what their logic is on it.
It's because it was Blake Baker. They were so all in on it. Went back to LSU.
But even the Miami OC,
but you had to know that there was a chance of that you'd get outbid basically for what they could pay.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And have a better plan.
Well, I think they overestimated it. I think they overestimated Blake Baker's desire to be a head coach at this moment. Obviously, because why else would they have settled on Will Hall? I mean, I just don't really get it. I mean, they just didn't have a list. You know, that's why RC.
I mean, you have time.
RC said you always had to have a list, bro. Yeah. You couldn't just have one name on it. You had to have at least four or five names on it. You know, that's why RC was the GOAT.
Well, and you got all the way down to Josh Pastner.
I mean, look at Matt Campbell at Penn State was like the ninth guy that they were, you know, looking at.
Penn State took forever.
Yeah.
You can't take that long now. But they still I say you can take your time
higher.
As opposed to just a knee-jerk reaction after you miss on the guys with it appears.
Well, yeah, because that's one where I would definitely rather go get like an unproven OC.
How do you get people excited in that presser and that fan base getting excited about a guy who Huff had to replace at Southern Miss? They got fired. I mean, I don't get how you can get fired up about that when the guy that's at Memphis replaced him and did better.
Now,
that's rough.
Did you see from the Tulane press conference? There's this burner account that's going around named Mark Ellison. Now, again, it's a burner account. It's fake. He claims he's a Grizzlies and Tigers insider, but he's one of those accounts that just tweets fake news, right? He posted a repost from the Tulane press conference with the AD saying that, you know, we wanted to match Memphis and USF's ambition, and this is why we hired Will Hall. And then he followed up and said, a reporter asked about what about UAB's hire since they also made a hire. And the AD, according to Mark Ellison, the quote was, the AD said, oh, we completely forgot they existed. Sorry. And the UAB media went for it. Like Kevin Skarbinski and all those guys, like they believed that this quote was real.
Oh, no.
And they passed it along. I mean, it was really embarrassing that they actually thought that he would say that. You know, X has made it impossible. If you don't have social media literacy, you're going to go for it. You know, you're going to go for it.
That's tough.
But it is funny, though. It was funny. Like, we forgot UAB existed. We apologize.
We did.
But Will Hall, who I just learned follows me on Twitter.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
I will not follow you back. I will not be following Will Hall back because I think it's a bad hire. I think he's just a bad hire.
Charles is going to have a good presser today.
Charles,
he's going to absolutely obliterate this thing. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
I will make that on record.
I love it.
I've watched so many videos of this guy. He is a hell of a communicator.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's a big part of why he got the job, would be my guess, because he's interviewing a guy at Ed Scott who is a communicator at his core.
Sharp dudes.
So I think, that's got to be, high on the list.
Yeah. He'll have a great press conference. There's your preview.
I don't think Ed Scott's hiring the football coach who says, me run ball.
No.
Me throw ball. I don't think he's doing that. So
no,
I'm looking forward to the Huff press conference here a little bit later today, and we'll be covering it live here on the station, and we'll recap it all tomorrow. All right, lots more to come. Troy Aikman says he is done. Dada, finished. Don't call me. Don't text me. I ain't giving no more NIL money. I'm done, and it's got me thinking about the future of this landscape. And if maybe someday, the music stops and the money dries up. We'll get into that a little bit later. Rundown coming up. Stick around. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.